here to the halftime show, as the score currently reads a pretty tough to take 24-0 score for the Blanco fans out there, as the Panthers are down big time to the Hawks here with still an entire half left to play. And Adam, the way this game has gone thus far, not necessarily been in the favor of Canyon Lake, with a couple of penalty calls always draining their drives back, and then some miscommunication and maybe some fumblings giving way for Canyon Lake to jump on board.
Yeah, Canyon Lake's taking advantage of the opportunities that Blanco is giving them, and they're put up 24 points on the board in this first half, won last year by about 35 points, really showing last year and this year that they will take advantage of Blanco's mistakes.
Now, there is a bright side from that halftime show, though, for the Blanco band, because we got to see two football players out there manning the horns pretty well, I should say. And it was, if you're wondering, for those of you not the parents of these kids, it's number 52, a junior lineman by the name of Kyle Martinez. And then backing up the horn on the other side, a tight end, defensive end, switch senior, number 17, Tanner Suarez. And, well, the band sounded pretty good, Adam.
Yeah, they sounded great. And that's what I love about these small 3A schools. You have players in the band. You have players in basketball, baseball, and all the sports. Where I'm coming from, at 6A, you just do your one thing, and you stick to it.
You're certainly right. But I do want to say this. Bands, the high school band, no matter what level of competition you're facing, it's always fun to get them on the crowd. I remember back in my time at Steele High School, of which is a very accomplished 6A football team, currently ranked fifth in the state, as we see Canyon Lakes band get out there on the field looking to put on a good show. You just love the atmosphere, the energy, especially when your team is riding a hot wave on the field, carrying their load, giving y'all a good performance. Like, well, I was spoiled coming from Steele. They always gave a good performance, it seemed like, every night. But the band, just that much more exciting, especially when the drum section would come over to the student section and play a couple of soft anthems to get this crowd on their feet.
Yeah, Riley, even when it's not going good, those first 24 minutes, you can bet on the halftime always being a great spot of the night for you and your family.
I mean, you and me, we remember watching the Super Bowl all those years back when the Broncos were getting stomped by the Seahawks. And it was, I believe,
Bruno Mars.
And then they made a meme of what it was. He's saying he performed better than the Broncos in that Super Bowl game. It's just fantastic the way the band can serve as a pickup in times like this, when the score isn't necessarily going to our devoted fans' way. But there have been comebacks before, and while it is looking like a tough task, we certainly cannot put anything past Blanco if they suddenly find lightning in a bottle coming into the second half.
Yeah, I believe right now Coach Tesh has these guys in the locker room, and he's saying, look, it's one drive at a time, one touchdown at a time, one stop at a time, and let's get this game from 24-0, 24-14. Let's get it manageable going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just get something on the board. I'm sure Kelby Cox not wanting to be out there punting it away so many times. But we definitely got a whole lot of football left to be played and a whole lot of halftime left to get through, so we're going to take another nice break here with more lines from our supporters out here making this broadcast of Blanco football possible. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more halftime coverage going into the second half, of course. You're listening to Panthers Football on Blanco Radio, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network coverage.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And by Peterson Tire. the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56. Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season. And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And welcome back here to the halftime show on Blanco Radio of Panthers football. Carr carrying it on here. The score again reading 24-0 Canyon Lake Hawks through the first half of play. As we got about 15 minutes to go here in this halftime show. So, Adam, any last possible points you want to make about what Blanco could do to even just score? Not so much come back, but at least close the gap a little bit.
I believe you get that screen game going. Just making it not predictable offensively, making Kenny Lake question if they're going to run the ball.
Get them off their feet a little is what you're saying, and I think that's an excellent point. Maybe do a little bit of what Canyon Lake is doing with a couple of quick passes, some quick sets, but the key will be, of course, communication. It seems like at times Kelby Cox and the offense having a bit of trouble getting the play across the field.
And maybe even starting the second half, maybe going for a long shot throw, maybe just going for a big play to get the Panther Nation excited here.
So now we're going to let the music ride it out. So feel free to get up if you're listening at home. Take a nice stretch. We're going to play a little throwback here with AC/DC. A personal favorite of mine is Thunderstruck. welcome back, everybody, to the Halftime Show as you are listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football out here on Sun Radio on the Sports Network. As we have a little bit of a notice here, a couple of listeners in from Deer Park, Texas.
Yeah, from the Houston area. So our system was, we're just trying to remind Blanco Nation to don't stop believing here. But yeah, there's some fellow Houstonians that I've seen on my social media listening in. There's no high school football tonight due to what Hurricane Harvey did this past weekend.
And, of course, we always send out the very best to all those dealing with the trouble down in southeast Texas from one of the worst natural disasters in recent memory.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in the Houston area down to Corpus Christi.
May God bless you in your journey on the road of recovery. But one thing is for certain, Texas is not shying away from the challenge. They're getting out there and helping those people down in that area, including many people that we know and that we care about. So thank you, and keep up the good work, guys, helping to rebuild that area. But one thing you can do immediately and make a change for is you can like our Facebook page today. And, of course, you can get all the latest scores, future games, and information about the Panthers. All you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/BlancoRadio and share at us and post at us. Tell us where you're listening in from. We always love to see just how far and wide our listeners are breaching. So, of course, the theme of this halftime show is Don't Stop Believing. But before we get into that, we are going to read a few halftime scores. Adam, what's going on around the conference that Blanco occupies?
Well, the Johnson City Eagles are away against Gerald High School, and they are winning right now 21-0 with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. We have number 3 Mart on the road against number 5 Lexington. Lexington up in that one 19-12 with about 3 minutes left in that game. Rosebud Lott High School, the Cougars, are playing against Florence High School. Rosebud Lott up 20-15 in that game. That game is at halftime. And Lago Vista, the Vikings, are on the road against Comfort, where they are up 16-6 with about a minute to go before halftime. And a final from last night, Academy went on the road and beat Rogers High School 7-6, a low-scoring game in that one.
And, of course, when we get to the conference slate of play, Rogers will be the very first team that Blanco gets to go up and face. So we definitely have a lot to look forward to, but let's keep it in the present here as, again, 6:20 and counting remaining here in this halftime with a score 24-0 going into the second half in favor of the Canyon Lake Hawks. But one thing we can say is, folks, don't stop believing, and come right back after this song to Blanco Panthers football on the frequencies of 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg on Sun Radio Sports Coverage. Don't stop believing, and we will be right back after this nice song from Journey.
Yeah. Howdy, folks. This is Lad Pepper from Old 300 Barbecue. Just wanted to wish the Blanco Panthers a great season. Gig'em Panthers.
And welcome back here with about a minute 35 remaining here at halftime. Going into the third quarter, the score insurmountably in favor of Canyon Lake on their home turf with a 24-0 shutout thus far going against Blanco, but we all know that can obviously change. As we see, cheerleaders lining up, getting ready. Blanco emerging from their side of the field, now in front of the end zone, looking for a little bit of inspiration going into the second half and trying to put that first half of football behind them.
Yes, greater things have happened in football, and I'm just looking at this team right now in the end zone, and they look like they're energized. They look like they're ready for the second half and to come out of that football helmet.
And so do the fans over on the visiting side. A whole lot of blue shirts going on over there. So still plenty of support out here in the second half as we've now reached the 48-second mark, counting away before we will see Blanco. As you see the flags flying for Canyon Lake, here come the Hawks trying to keep the same tempo and style that was working for them in the first half. Quick up the middle runs on short third down gains that are usually spearheaded by outside runs from, you guessed it, Tanner Ferris, who over the course of halftime, we came up with the knowledge that now Tanner Ferris is second all-time in Canyon Lake history in rushing yards.
Yeah, and I believe it just from watching this game that he is finding room, finding gaps, and making Blanco pay for it.
Yeah, so one thing we certainly can't deny, Tanner Ferris is earning the respect of everyone he is playing against out there, putting a good job on the board. As look at that, the clock has ticked away, and we are about ready to begin this third quarter. Again, a lot has to happen for Blanco, and a lot of it cannot be similar to what was happening in the first half, other than one solitary moment of incredible offense that was spearheaded by Tristan Fortner.
And this is a Blanco team full of seniors, as there's 17 of them. This is a older team, and a team I think that is more experienced and more mature. So with that said, I think there's an opportunity for Blanco to be composed and come out and try to do this drive-by-drive, play-by-play, and try to look at this with the bigger picture in mind.
And you certainly got to give it a chance, as the clock has already started ticking now to 14:25 in the third quarter as both teams getting out there on the field. As I just want to remind you, you're listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM. I'm Riley Chestnut with Adam Byerly, while our other flagship stations are also K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg, broadcasting at 106.9 FM, streaming online at blancoradio.com and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. And with that, we are ready to begin this third quarter. 12 minutes back on the clock. Everything stops. Zach Rogers out there for the first time today for Blanco to kick it off and get this team started, hopefully on the right track. Zach Rogers measuring his kick. This will be his first chance of the night. Holding it up. Nice kick down the field to the left side. Recovered. Now brought up. Going through the middle. There's a low hit by Jet Hood to stop the play from going any further onto the 25. Still, Lorette with a good return, usually the one that was putting them up the field for Canyon Lake, now returning it on the other side. Puts him on the 25 to start for Canyon Lake as it's 11:54 with the clock stopped. And again, 24-0, Hawks over the Panthers.
A three and out here, Riley, would be huge.
Certainly would be.
For this Panther defense to get the ball back to their offense and trying to get something going offensively to give some hope into this team.
And now, first man onto the line for Canyon Lake is the center. As quickly under it is Fulton. And it's going to be a turn handoff to the right side, trying to run edge as a flag is thrown. The tackle coming forward for Walton Daves. As we see, now that I'm seeing it over on the left sideline in Canyon Lake, number 65 for the Hawks, Sheldon Flint, is walking around with crutches. He is using crutches over on the field as he's got that right foot wrapped up. But it will be a holding call against Canyon Lake. So the run is going to be negated out and put back now in a second and long situation way back on the 16-yard line.
Penalties, penalties, penalties. Now Canyon Lake gets their taste.
The law is being laid down tonight, Adam. definitely you can tell that it is the first game of the season because both sides are a little rusty. As under center, Fulton. Handoff, turn left, up the middle. It's a run taken there by number 21, Lorette. Puts him on the 21, so a 5-yard gain. Now makes it second down and 15.
The key here, obviously, for the Panthers is to not, just not give up a big run or a big pass, making that third and long situation and giving their defense the opportunity to complete the three and out situation.
And as a sub comes in, number 88, Andrew Nelson, the first time I'm really seeing him make his way onto the field tonight. You see, Kelby Cox back. The last line defense for the defense of Blanco with four backs showing it. Now a roll and a throw on the run left side. Just short of the receiver on the turn, incomplete by Fulton, so it'll stay. Now third down and 14.
This is the most ideal situation for this defense now, only needing to stop them from making a big play, and they'll get the ball back, giving plenty of time for their offense to get going here in the third quarter.
It certainly would be a huge blow for Coach Tesh to see the defense give up 14 yards and a first down when the situation reads pretty perfectly as McDonough runs back in. He'll be taking himself out to the outside, maybe for a nice run up the middle that has been working so well with Fulton connecting on McDonough. Everyone lined up, stacked, and it'll be a soft handoff to the left side and a run. But getting there is Ostigan as they take him down just short of the first down. They nearly came up with 14 yards. I cannot excuse myself on that.
They almost got it on the ground. That just shows you how strong this running attack is from the Canyon Lake Hawks.
And they're showing their strength right now. No punting team coming out. On fourth and one, Canyon Lake going for it here. And why not? After that huge run up the left side, it was a counter run.
Now they're looking like they might be bringing out the punt team.
Okay, looks like you're exactly right as, yep, Fulton is
way back.
They were thinking about it, but instead they're going to play it safe. And why not? A 24-0 lead with 10:05 remaining. And it's going to be a punt to the right side. First one of the day as you see Fortner waving fair catch and the ball bouncing on its way to the 25 before it is finally picked up by Lorette. So Blanco is going to start with 9:55 to go, 24-0. And Blanco will get the start here in another decent spot up the field.
Yeah, and this is how crucial that was for their defense to get the stop. It is now crucial for their offense to get something going, get down the field, and get points on the board. That way they can go back to the sidelines and hear Coach Tesh say, hey, guys, you did a good job of defense, good job on offense. Now let's do a good job this whole second half.
And now with 9:55 in the third quarter, the clock is stopped under center. Cox getting there quickly, has two backs behind him in Granberg and Hood, and it's going to be a keep for Cox at the right side. Puts his head down with a good gain, gets him to the 31, so that'll be a 6-yard carry on second and four.
And right now I want to give a shout-out to some more listeners, Jesse in El Paso and Jason in Houston. We just want to thank you for listening to Blanco Football here on Blanco Radio.
Thank you for the support, guys, from two very different ends of this great state we call Texas. As you see, it is a second and five situation, so a 5-yard gain there for Cox. On the edge run, a keep to the right side. Now back under center with three men behind him. Hands off to the right end block and breaking through a couple pushes. Nicely covered by Jet Hood. Gets it across to the 41. So give that run for money on that play. That's a first down, obviously, for Blanco.
We're seeing what we wanted to see from him. We're seeing the three and out early, and we're seeing a first down now. Let's see if they can keep it going.
So Blanco's starting to get a bit of a groove on the ground with Jet Hood. Carrying himself very, very well. As you see, Flores is going to be taken over on top of the 40 marker, now moved in. He's going to be covering the left side with Cox, again under center. Handing off, now a sweep right, cut on a draw at the middle. They do get to him, though, but he does cut the distance of about four on the gain. That was Flores. Or no, that was not Flores. That was number 21, Cade Phelps.
Just sitting here in the booth, if you're Blanco a nation, you got to be proud of the way these guys are coming out from halftime after last year losing bad at Canyon Lake.
Ready to come back with it. 8:22 remaining in the third quarter as the snap is a quick handoff up the middle. Pushing his way forward, it was Granberg. And it looks like he will be about 2 yards away from the 49 and a first down As again, the score is still 24-0, Canyon Lake Hawks.
A yard short.
A yard short, exactly right. So it'll be about third down and two, as predicted, as we just went past the eight-minute marker. And the Hawks fans answering the call. Well, Canyon Lake definitely getting a proud performance from the other side of the play tonight, as look at that. Canyon Lake blocking the running path to the outside. No gain there for Phelps. In fact, it is a loss to put them in fourth down and force the punting team to have to come back out again.
You think they have to force the punting team? I'm kind of wondering if they're thinking about maybe going for it here.
A short pass or a run up the middle. What do you think?
The punting team is coming out.
Never mind. We're never going to know, Adam. We're never going to know.
Hey, but with Cox as your punter, you never know.
You never know. Exactly right. He can kick it. He can throw it. He can really do it all. And look at that. A flag is going to be thrown out immediately after the snap. Let's see what this one is for. Ref trying to take the ball away, and it looks like it will be against Blanco.
So now they're definitely not going to go for it with it being about, what, fourth and nine?
No, this is going to be an even longer setback for the Panthers, as the offense has gotten penalized, the defense has gotten penalized, and now the special teams have gotten penalized. So not a lot going well in terms of discipline in this first game of the year for Blanco tonight, as we now wait for an even longer punt with Cox back on the 30. Waiting to return it from the other side, as that is going to be a boot up the field. Ducked in and picked up. A tackle laid down immediately, though, on the grab by Jet Hood. Not much to gain there for Ferris. In fact, no gain at all, as still Canyon Lake now taking it here from the 25-yard line with 6:58 to go in the third quarter, and the score 24-0, Canyon Lake Hawks.
We saw this defense play tighter on that first drive coming out of halftime. Let's see how they play here with it being Canyon Lake's second drive of the second half.
They're going to bring in Flores to cover the near side on Blanco's side of the field. You see making the call, Trish, watching the handoff go up the middle. Not really much to gain there in a whole mass as they get him to the 30. And on the carry, that was Jacob Ruff on the carry. Second down and six here. On to the 31 in Blanco territory. 6:39 remaining here in the third quarter. 24-0. Hawks lead. As checking back in is Chance Martelli. And now quickly the center gets on top of the ball. No one else is meeting him other than Martelli going to play the split end on the near side. He will be covered by Daves, as now it's a handoff quickly behind Fortner. Actually, Ferris going down the right side. Slaps away a tackle. Keeps to his feet across on the 47-yard line before he's finally brought down by Fortner and by Phelps. But another great run by the second all-time leading rusher for Canyon Lake.
If he keeps running like this, he might be the first before too long.
Yeah, give him about a season to go. And this guy can really do something. A great, great player that Canyon Lake can get behind and performing like it here. As now on top of the 47 in Blanco territory is Canyon Lake, as McDonough will be taken back over into the huddle. Obviously, Coach Drum having a pretty good time out there with the way his offense is running, as Fulton back under center. See, it's going to be Ferris in motion to the right side, but a handoff up the middle gets a leg up as they get him across the 40 and beyond, maybe 3 yards past it, as on the carry, that was Chasen. And let's see what it is here.
You know, now with it being Tanner Ferris's senior season, that he's thinking he has Saturdays on his mind.
Mm-hmm. Not going to be given anything else. Yeah, college football going to begin in full swing here tomorrow. I certainly cannot wait, as now it is second down and two on top of the 39-yard line. Same under center scheme as Ferris again in motion. It's going to be a stand in the pocket and a throw over the middle. Wide open. The receiver dropped it. That was Green attempting on the throw. Couldn't come up with it. He had plenty of space to make that easy catch and make a trot into the end zone, but no.
Sometimes the ball just goes through your hands and you have no idea what just happened. But
so Blanco getting a break there. That's the only thing you can say that happened in their favor, as Green again.
Yeah, he's wide open.
Wide open. Just not enough of a closed gap absorbing that catch over the shoulder. In fact, not even on the shoulder. He was running a bit to the side. As now going again from the 39 in his third down and three. Handoff. Up the middle. Look at Blanco get on top of that. It was Jet Hood breaking in, stopping the gap, and forcing a fourth down for the Hawks. A nice stop there, started off by Jet Hood. He certainly got quick to the point there.
And we want to know where you're listening from, so visit Blanco Radio on Facebook and let us know where you're listening from.
Yeah, we always love to know where the fans are coming from, no matter where they go. As you see, McDonough will be back out there again. Same time, he sits out, it seems, every other play, and is now going to be playing on top of the 40 on the near side in front of Canyon Lakes bench, as it'll be a handoff off the sweep, and Ferris has the first down and more inside the 15, the 10, and the touchdown. A great edge run on a turn curl up an open gap. Ferris was never even touched as he goes all the way from the 30, maybe even the 40. That's a 40-yard touchdown rush by Tanner Ferris. What a job there.
Ferris already looks like he's in midseason form here on the first game of the season. Going to be hard for any team to stop.
Certainly not taking any days off here. Ferris is settling the score and now makes it 30-0 with the point after waiting here for Lorette. He puts it through. And so another strong drive that, while it had its moments where Blanco looked like they were going to get something on a fourth down call, Tanner Ferris runs 40 yards out the field and gets a touchdown and makes it 31-0 with 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Blanco is running out of time, and from the way this game seems, not exactly the kind of comeback you want to have to deal with.
Yeah, the only teams I really see come back from this is when the Bills came back against my Oilers. But I call them my Oilers, come from Houston, but I mean, I was born in 95. I wasn't even alive yet.
You remember the Eagles comeback against the Giants when they were down 31-0, LeSean McCoy with that last-second punt return for the end zone? It was an incredible play. It proved Michael Vick was back. But now we're going to get both sides on the field ready for the kickoff, as man, oh man, Canyon Lake is having a ball out there and giving the fans out here in Fisher, Texas, a great show.
But Blanco Nation, I don't see anyone leaving. I see them supporting their boys strong.
You love that loyalty, and it is very well deserved. And that just makes it even more exciting for when, 3 weeks from now, we'll get to see the Blanco fans take the home field and give their team a great support when Randolph comes into town. As one of the last non-conference games in the first home game of the year, as they're going to let Lorette kick it up in the air. It's going to be a short kick that will be signaled fair catch by Flores on top of the 27. So that is where Blanco is going to start with 4:17 here on a 31-0 game in favor of the Hawks. They are flying high.
And I'm looking forward to going to Blanco on Fridays, getting to know the fans, getting to know the people in the city. There's nothing better than those small towns in the Hill Country.
Especially in Texas. High school football reigns king for all the small towns here. I mean, every business across the board, usually in town, closed so that everyone can go and see the game, because that is their team, and Blanco is no different, as Cox, under center, now taking it, rolls back on the right side. He fakes a throw, gets away, down the right sideline. A good rush there on the keep by Mr. Cox. He gets a little bit of love from one of the Canyon Lake players as he maybe cut the distance on that run down the right side.
Yeah, at this point, if you're coach, you just got to be really looking for which players are still giving it 100%. And those who aren't, be bringing to the sideline and say, if you play for me, you're giving it 100%.
Yeah, definitely no other way you can. But I will be wrong, because as you see here, there's stoppage on the field, everyone getting a kneel. And would you look at that? They're getting all the trainers onto the field. As you see the cheerleaders over on the Canyon Lake side that we're on, giving it a good show. As now one player trying to hold himself together, being checked on by the training staff. And yep, with the stoppage of play on the field, we're going to take another nice little break here. And when we come back, hopefully we will have some good news. As don't go anywhere. In fact, don't go anywhere. The player gets up just fine. That was Lee Stafford, 5'7" senior, a fullback, who also doubles as a linebacker, getting a little shaken up, maybe took a bit of a hit to the midsection because he was holding on to his front chest plate, but gets up fine, maybe just had the wind knocked out of him. But Stafford does get up just fine.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. He walks on the sideline to greet his players.
So now back to the play. Blanco from the 28. It was a 1 yard gain and a throw to the left side intended to Ostigen. Maybe a little low, but Ostigen could have had plenty of time to make that catch and at least move them a couple yards up. And no, incomplete. It will be third down and 9 with 4:06 to go in the third and 31-0 score reading in favor for Canyon Lake.
Another big play here. I keep saying this on these third and longs. It's a big play just to keep this defense.
You keep saying it because you're hoping it will happen. And maybe if you say it enough, it will.
Yeah. I'm going to keep beating the drum until we start converting them.
Yep, till the fat lady sings, in which case we still got plenty of time. As now it's going to be a roll left out of the snap. A block allows Cox time to throw it down the field and find Toby Treesh at the field to the 20. He is taken down in the red zone. Nice complete pass by Cox under pressure, finding Toby Treesh down the field onto the 19.
And that is by far the most exciting play from the Panthers in this game.
And would you look at that? Cox shares your excitement because he was just one hand away from getting stopped back all the way and saw Treesh just ahead of a defender up the field. He breaks it in, and on that long gain, it is now in the red zone for Blanco and maybe a chance here to at least put a score on the board of any kind, just any kind at all.
Yeah, you never want to get shut out in a game.
No.
So just putting points on it all is a victory here for the Panthers.
And now you see two backs, one in splitting the difference as Hood put in motion. It's a handoff that is going to be checked forward on an early rush, but not really much gain there for Phelps. Unfortunately, not much to gain there off of that opportunity. In fact, there are 2 yards lost on the play. So now on the 21, it is 2nd and 11 for Blanco with 3:26 remaining here in the third quarter. And the score 31-0 Canyon Lake, but the Panthers are threatening to get something here. But that last play was a loss of 2 yards. Let's try and keep the losses off the board here if you're the Blanco Panthers. It's now getting ready to get back with it. You see Cox moving to the line, sending Fortner out to play the split end. Here we go, up the middle. A rush by Hood on the 20. He is not going to get anywhere. It's a 1 yard game, but it is still about third down and 10 now for the Blanco Panthers.
And now Canyon Lake forcing them in that long third down play. And so you figure they'd go passing, but with the way this team's wired, you never know if they'll run or pass here.
And now checking his way into the offense is number 7, one of the taller players on the team, certainly a string being by definition, but with a lot of spirit and spunk. It's Peyton Van Dyke out there.
And the Canyon Lake crowd loud now.
Stomping on the bench, getting their defensive chance going, has put in motion way behind. And look at this, a flag is going to be thrown from both edges. And it will be against Blanco, so a penalty once again sapping a great chance to score, and now just making it tough on themselves. Not going to be a good call there, as now it is third down and 15 off of another penalty by one of those offensive linemen.
The good thing about penalties being your problem in week one is you have plenty of time to clean it up, to fix it, and to improve.
And of course, in non-conference play, certainly bigger things to worry about down the road. As now you see two guys moving to the right side for Blanco, and Knoll and Fortner, who's playing the wing back, as it's a handoff. A throw actually over the middle that is picked off. Picked off right in front of the end zone by Lorette.
That was a big play by the Canyon Lake defense, with Blanco threatening about the first time tonight, threatening putting points on the board. And Canyon Lake says, no, sir, not in our house.
Not in their house indeed, as a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. And the first true chance off of what was a desperation throw earlier by Cox, finding Treesh down the field to put them in the red zone. Now he has to fire off another pressure throw, and this time ends up turning it over. But still, on top of the 2 yard line, Canyon Lake starting way back on this drive.
And that's really the most optimistic thing right now is.
So you see it's a handoff shaken to the left side, actually up the middle. They fooled me, as you see, up the middle. Jacob Roth on the carry. He's tackled down by Phelps.
I was about to say the key right there is maybe try to get a safety or try to make it a fumble right there in the end zone, but They got a few yards there. Got some breathing room for the Hawks.
Yeah, got them inside to the 10 now, so at least out of the end zone on a what looks to be a 9-yard gain on that play. So second down and one. As you see, it's going to be a handoff to the right side counter. Fortner not getting tackled. Now it shakes his way out to the sideline.
And Tanner Ferris keeps doing it over and over again in this game for Canyon Lake.
Though he did get served a bit of a hard hit right as he was stepping out on the sideline by Toby Treesh, trying to shake up Ferris a little bit. He still stands up fine, and it is still another first down gained here for the Hawks. As now we get this one going here from just behind the 20 at about the 17. And the offense having made its call, Fulton making sure everyone is up to code, getting everyone set quickly. It's a handoff to Roth up the left side, a flat route before he is spun down on the tackle by Treesh. Another good tackle there by Treesh, and another hard serve play as we are about to hit the minute mark here with second down and 5 yards on the gain. So second down and 5:56 seconds to go, and the score is 31-0 Canyon Lake over Blanco. As you're listening to Blanco Radio, coverage of Panthers football as a part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
And a great turnout here tonight in Canyon Lake, as it's about at capacity crowd.
Yeah, definitely not feeling anything but true support, as now it'll be a handoff that is cut short on an end route up the middle. They changed the course. But still a little bit of a gain there for Tristan Chasen. Not much, though. It'll be third down here as we got 22 seconds to go. And it is third down and 4 off the 1-yard gain by Tristan Chasen on the 28.
And they might just let it go out into the fourth quarter right here.
Seems like a smart play, as, yeah, you got about 7-8 seconds difference between.
Or they might try to call a play right here.
Oh, they're going to get a quick one in with 2 seconds. Nope. They're going to let the clock sound out, and that is the end of the third quarter. Refs finally blow the whistle. And so through three quarters with only one more 12-minute segment to play, Blanco would need a miracle at this point to come back down 31-0. The only thing you can hope for, Blanco fans, being that they score. They get that score. They don't get shut out. That is really the realest thing I can say right now. But we're going to take a nice little break here. And when we come back, we will have the fourth quarter ready to rock and roll. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Panthers football on Blanco Radio as a part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And now welcoming you back here as we are about to start the fourth quarter out here from Fisher, Texas at Canyon Lake High School, where the Hawks are serving up one smattering of a ball game in their favor, currently shutting out the Blanco Panthers through three quarters while leading 31-0.
But Blanco still has a lot to play for, as it's completely different going into the week of practice. Maybe getting some momentum here in the fourth quarter and getting some scores.
And now Ferris out to the left side, takes the toss, gets a little room as Fortner is caught off guard. And look at that. There is a flag of us. Ferris still going up the field inside Blanco territory to the 43 before he's tackled by Flores. But let's see here. There is a flag down the field that might take away all of that progress. Maybe a chop block. I'm not too sure.
Maybe a break for Blanco.
Yep. And yep, the crowd certainly feels it won't go in their favor. So that is going to be a wasted run by Ferris. As you saw, Fortner might have taken a hit off the side that got Ferris all that open field to run with. And so you see here, they're going to take it all the way back, as that was a third down run, and now they're going to be third and long on this one. So Blanco does indeed get a break at him, as a penalty against Canyon Lake now puts them in a third and long situation inside their own red zone.
This is the situation that Blanco wanted to be in, and they'll take it. They'll take the penalties as a way to get there.
And as we all know, between quarters, both sides flipping the script, as now It's Canyon Lake trying to charge it over from the right side, but having to cover it deep. As McDonough, the tall receiver, will be brought in to maybe bring a little bit of open gap spacing. Now taking Van Dyke out to the 20 and the 10 markers. Here's the snap. It's a handoff going on the counter run through the right side. That is a mean run that will not get them the first down. Too much yard to cover on the carry, though.
And Blanco gets the stop and will get the ball back for their offense to try to get a touchdown.
And that was Jacob Ruff on the carry, but it'll be a fourth down. Now with Fulton back to punt this one only for the second time today. On top of the 19, he will take this one back inside the 10. And now only the second punt of the night, as they're going to have him run it right and punt it up in the air up the field. Waving fair catch is Fortner, just ahead of the 50. So Blanco at least starting in Canyon Lake territory. Maybe they can get something here.
And at this point, the Blanco offense is playing for pride. They're playing to say, we're not getting shut out here in Canyon Lake. We're going to go out there. We're going to put points on the board. And we're going to take some momentum into this week of practice before Holy Cross.
Man, how 2 years can make a difference. As you recall, 2 years ago in the season opener, it was Blanco that was getting all the advantage. As the all-time series between these teams is 5-4 in favor of Blanco. But from this score, that is looking like a probable changing of the guard to even up the all-time series in the 10th meeting, make it 5 wins for both teams. And now back-to-back wins and back-to-back years for the Canyon Lake Hawks. As under center Cox gets him down. Hands it off. Actually keeps it going to the left side, and he is going to be sent through a spin cycle with no gain on the play.
And this Canyon Lake defense is not relaxing at all, even with their 31-0 advantage.
No, Michael Harwell spinning Cox out of his socks, not giving him an inch on that wide edge run to the left sideline. Nothing to gain there. It is still actually might have been a loss of one. So good job there by Harwell keeping it straight to Cox as he tried to take the long way around the corner. And now on top of the 50, it is second down and 11 for the Panthers with 10:18 to go here in the game. 31-0 score in favor of the Hawks in this home opener. No handoff. Play action rolling right. Watch it. The throw over the blitz down the field trying to find Van Dyke. And the pass is waved incomplete. No flag being called as Van Dyke getting hounded on the other side inside the 10 by Nick Rivera.
And some sportsmanship shown by Trenton Lorette from the Hawks as he was helping number 7 for Blanco, Peyton Van Dyke, get back up on his feet.
Yeah, collision course, but no penalty flag, so a long incompletion there. A bit of a desperation throw by Cox just to avoid getting hit. As well, the linebacker was right there. The defensive end was right there on Cox, ready to lay down a hammer. So unfortunately there, Cox's long attempt to Van Dyke does not go, and he does not get Van Dyke within range to make a good reach. So now we see Suarez checked in, going to the left side in motion. It's going to be a rollback. Now blocking, as we see, Cox loses the ball, and it's still going to be picked up by Canyon Lake after a diving attempt. Just a tough giveaway there, as it was Matt Alcala, a junior offensive lineman, trying to block Cox up front. He gets chased down from behind, and having to try and cover the ball, ends up coughing it up, and it will be recovery. Once again, Canyon Lake makes a play that they need to make and forces Blanco to cough one up.
And if you're going to upset a team like Canyon Lake, the key is to have less penalties than Canyon Lake and have less turnovers than Canyon Lake.
Ball security, definitely.
And neither has happened here.
No, Blanco getting steamrolled on both sides of it. As now put in motion, it's going to be a handoff for Ruff down the right side. He's got gap room. He's going to the 20, now to the 10, and to the touchdown. So with 9:47 remaining in the game, they're going to add on and make it 37-0 Canyon Lake on a fantastic touchdown run from the 38-yard line by Jacob Roth, his first score of the season.
And with the way they've been kicking it, you can already guarantee almost the extra point to make it 38-0, as they've been automatic on their extra points tonight.
And just think, 2 years ago, it was Blanco shutting out Canyon Lake 14-0, and now there's a very real possibility that Canyon Lake could get that revenge and add on from a 40-7 blowout victory that they made Blanco suffer, as the point after is good by Loretta, and that is a 38-0 score with 9:47 remaining in the game.
Yeah, a lot can happen in 2 years.
Yeah.
Riley, I know you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Completely different 2 years ago.
Yeah, Tony Romo was hurt and everything looked hopeless. But, hey, before we go into another quick break, I just want to get a nice word out there. If you are a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find more information at 512-965-9969. It is a great way to get your message out to the Blanco community with proper exposure. And we will be right back with Panthers football on Blanco Radio as part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And we welcome you back here with 9:47 to go in the fourth quarter. The score currently reads 38 to nothing after a 38-yard touchdown run by Jacob Roth adds on to the beatdown that Canyon Lake is administering. But even despite all the odds being in favor of the Canyon Lake victory out here today in the fourth quarter, Blanco fans still out there in spades on the visitor side. Golly, I cannot say enough that as Lorette puts that one in the air down the left side, returning is Fortner. He's going to go outside of an inside block and get steamrolled on the backside. A great chase down tackle there by Grayson Lee. He gets to Fortner and puts him down as the refs mark it on top of the 30.
And right now I just want to take a time to shout out Dina from listening from Crowley, Louisiana.
I think that's Crowley. But
Crowley, Louisiana.
Go Fulton. I think Fulton, the quarterback, maybe? I don't know. But still, thank you for listening there. Thank you for listening there, Dina. We appreciate the support of tonight's broadcast of Panther football on Blanco Radio in this matchup between the Canyon Lake Hawks and the Blanco Panthers, as now it'll be Cox taking the snap from the 30. They're throwing around some free T-shirts for the Hawks fans as rolling left. He's got good time. Throws that one off of a hit down the field, and it is incomplete. And a flag will be thrown for pass interference against Martelli as he got on top of Fortner. And that one looked a little bit undeniable there, Adam.
Yep. Sometimes in high school football, you just do those long balls just to try to get a pass interference.
But, man, another desperation throw by Cox as he was about to get hit again by Michael Harwell. Not having to get any easy looks. Blanco's offensive line is not covering Cox tonight, and it is showing in the way he's having to throw away a lot of opportunities.
But at this point, down 38-0, you have full permission
to chunk
some balls and try to make something happen.
Yeah, you got to try and make something happen, and you can't blame Cox for trying. Yeah. Kelby and the rest of the Blanco team giving it their all, but that penalty is at least going to help by cutting the distance down the field and putting a 15-yard penalty now onto the 45. Blanco is going to get a first down.
Let's see what the Panthers do here.
Let's see. As we got Van Dyke over on the near side, only receiver on the left side along with Fortner covering the right side. It's a short throw on the inside slant, and a stiff arm by Van Dyke gets him 9 yards on the gain before he's tackled down by Bohm. Still a good gain, though, with now second down, second and one, 9:21 to go in the game, 38-0 score. You just can't hold anything back now, Adam.
Yeah, and as we're ending our Friday night here, what Saturday games are you looking forward to most?
I mean, I grew up a UT fan, so I cannot wait to see what this new Tom Herman coach team will do against Maryland to start. As now, on the 46 in Canyon Lake territory, it was early motion as Cox just getting out of a reach. Now is going to take it and get the first down. He had to scramble, but boy, did he keep it for a good gain, just enough for a first down. Gets them up to the 43-yard line. What a great play as Cox immediately off the snap. A hand was right there.
Oh, one game that I'm looking forward to tomorrow is that Michigan-Florida game.
Oh,
seeing the SEC defense versus Harbaugh's defense should be a good one in the afternoon slot.
I do thank Jim Harbaugh for giving the Cowboys Taco Charlton. I have high hopes for that guy, especially with all the suspensions, injuries that are plaguing the Cowboys right now. But anyways, back to the action on the field. As wait a second, they marked the ball down at the same place it was before, so no gain, actually. A third and one, as they're going to put Van Dyke over on the weak side again. Move Phillips to play the wing back and now put Fortner in motion as he takes the handoff off the left side and with slow, methodical anticipation keeps himself balanced on his way to the 41.5 and does get the first down for Blanco, so no fear there.
And we're in Canyon Lake territory, which the Panthers haven't been much of this game. And so let's see if the Panthers can make something happen here.
Really, every time they go through Fortner, it has paid off, though. So he's been a positive for this Blanco team. As now, checking out is Granberg, and checking in looks like number 3, Walton Daves, along with Sebastian Flores, number 25. Got any more listeners out there? Still the same crazy crew?
Let me check real fast and see if it's still the same crazy crew.
While you're doing that, we see there is a new guy under center. It is Walton Daves putting Fortner in motion and handing off on a cut up the middle. It's Treish gaining 2 yards on the tough side of the play. Tackled down, initially hit by Harwell, but the new quarterback in here is Walton Daves. So they sent Cox over the sideline to get a break because Cox has been dealing with some punishment this whole game. And now, second down on the 3-yard gain, it is 2nd and 7, as they're going to take number 50 off the field. That is Matt Alcala.
It's still the same people that I posted on our Facebook page. If you are from Blanco, if you're from somewhere else, please comment.
And now, back under center again is Daves, now for his second straight snap in relief of Cox. Not really much time to get the handoff before an immediate blitz stops any sort of gain. In fact, maybe takes a little bit back as Jet Hood is cranked. And now, no gain on the play, 2nd and 7, and another great bull rush there by the defense up front. That was number 36, Josh Barnett, immediately jumping on the play and stopping Hood from getting anything, unless it was maybe a yard. Now 2nd and 6 on the 37. So trying to get to the 31, Blanco, with Cox back in the game. Wing back is Fortner, 2 wing backs actually, and Cox not handing off a play action. He's getting chased, throws it over, and it's Treish making the catch as he is tackled down on top of the 20. Good throw. Once again, going to the safety man up the middle, Toby Treish with a security blanket, but there is a holding call, and that is going to take it back here against Blanco. Another wasted opportunity caused by a penalty.
Every time we feel the Panthers getting some momentum,
it's taken away.
It seems like I'm seeing the yellow flag.
Yep, and that's because the defensive line is so disruptive that Blanco offensive line has no choice, at least to save Cox's hide. But it ends up hurting them even more on the play, as that is going to put them way back there and make it a 3rd down in super long situation.
And you got to give all credit to this Canyon Lake D-line for disrupting anything that Blanco wanted to do tonight.
At this point, it's not looking well, as you see Suarez will be taken out, coming out of the game as well. Number 8 for Blanco, that is Brant Wagner, as now it's a shotgun stance for Cox. He knows what he's got to do as the snap. He picks it up, runs left, throws it in the middle. And that's Ostegen trying to make the catch with no one on him, and he ends up dropping the pass incomplete. So it'll be 4th down and 16 and another punted out situation for Blanco. 6:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. And we have got a 38-0 lead for Canyon Lake that is looking at this point almost insurmountable.
It's 4th and long, but with it being 38-0, the game's pretty much already over, they might just go for it.
Maybe. I'd love to see that kind of gutsy call here, but I'm not too sure. And what do you know? They are going to go for it. They're not holding anything back. Cox, once again, the shotgun with a 4-receiver set. Behind the line, it was Daves. It's now Cox with plenty of protection. He's going to run right, get plenty of time to throw up the field, trying to get a charge, and he overthrows Fortner incomplete, so that'll be a turnover on downs. And put incomplete pass, a turnover on downs as stated, and on the 47, Canyon Lake will get the start on offense.
And at this point, Canyon Lake will keep doing what they're doing, keep running the ball. The only thing that you might see change is them go a little bit slower and get the time off of the clock.
And, well, when you got a 38 to nothing lead. You can say Blanco's playing for pride. So is Canyon Lake. They want the shutout bad. They want to tie this all-time series up at 5 apiece, and they want to do it, the Hawks, in the most absolutely painful sort of way.
Yeah, you haven't seen any let-up from the Hawks in this game. They're playing just as hard as they were from kickoff.
Yeah, and it's even that combination of hard-nosed play that is getting them pressure on Cox and forcing the offensive line into a whole brigade of penalty calls that end up sapping their drives away. So now 6:28 to play. Quickly on top of the 47. It's a handoff up the middle for Roth. He gets tripped up as a flag is thrown from the right sidelines. And, well, let's see here. Far side of the field. Ref waving it off. What is the penalty against? I'm not sure. And it looks like it is against Canyon Lake. So take away that positive run by Roth and put Canyon Lake back now in a first down and long situation.
These refs have not been afraid to call the holding call tonight.
Well, at least you can say they're doing their job and keeping things pretty contained here. First and 15 now at the 42-yard line for Canyon Lake. As you see, quickly checking in to play the left side is Richard Rosas. Under center, handoff through the left side. That's a nice run that gets them back down to a second and eight situation. That is Josh Colgan on the carry, putting them down at 2nd and 8 on a 7-yard gain. As now with 5:51 remaining in the game, 38-0 score Canyon Lake. And checking out now is Fulton. They are moving him back to the Canyon Lake sideline. And with a well-deserved performance, 2 touchdown passes today, helping add on with a long list of handoffs. As let's see who they're going to put under center here to take the snap in place of Fulton.
And these refs have been consistent this game.
And under center, it is Martelli. Crouching, handoff. Once again, it is Colgan taking it for a positive run across to the 46. And so looking at where the marker is on the 43, they're now on 3rd down and 3.
There haven't really been any moments in this game where I've seen coaches or even really fans gripe at a call from the referees.
And Canyon Lake marching to the beat of their own drum as the band is really picking up their sound. Nicely done. So, Hawks band providing a nice soundtrack out here today. As we got under 5 minutes to go in this ball game, and the score reading 38-0, Canyon Lake. As now from 3rd and 4, Martelli under center, everyone in the backfield, and it's a handoff to Colgan as he spins, dives forward, and it looks like he did get to the 42, so it's a 1st down on a 5-yard gain by Josh Colgan, who has gotten the last 3 snaps and done very good work with them in relief.
Yeah, we're seeing some of the guys that don't get as many attempts right now for Canyon Lake, but they're showing that they can run too.
Not letting up a single inch. They want this score. They want to make it. The Canyon Lake Hawks want to make it so that this game is in no doubt going to be not only a great win, but a message sent that Blanco is not going to be getting anything easy with this team, maybe for the next couple of years, but at least for another year to come. As under center Martelli. You see a bit of a twitch there, and a flag will be called. As you saw a bit of an arm twitch there. On the left side wing back, Joseph Ruiz, a 5'11 senior. And yep, that's going to be a false start, taking back 5 yards. Now make it 1st and 15, putting him on the 48-yard line. Trying to keep things together here as you see the Blanco band on the other side. Not getting a lot of time to beat their drums or play their horns. Maybe I just can't hear them, but I'm sure they're doing a great job. As now checking back in, Martelli, along with number 3, Nick Rivera.
And we've seen a few Blanco fans leave, but still, for the most part, most of them sticking around watching their team finish their first game.
I'd say a solid 75% of that entire section still being filled pretty well, despite the score being 38-0, Canyon Lake, as Colgan tries to roll outside with a little bit of a time slow down, and Walton Daves right there to make the play. Fantastic job there. Forces a loss, and now it is 2nd down and even longer with a 3:24 remaining in the game and a 38-0 score for the Canyon Lake Hawks.
These Blanco players are still playing, still hustling, still giving it all they have to the final whistle.
And now Duke running in from the sideline as you see Dave's the man who made the tackle about a yard back, now making it 2nd and 16. Or as you play, the safety position out there, that is Brant Wagner. or as you see a couple inside linemen in the form of Jet Hood and Toby Treish. And runner put in motion, left side toss is going to be an outside run. Colgan getting a good gap across to the 33. But let's see here, a flag was thrown, and that might negate it. Let's see what it is first. As it will be going against Canyon Lake, and that is going to take away a great run on the left side edge by Josh Colgan.
And Canyon Lake's doing exactly what I thought they would as they got the ball with about 6.5 minutes left, and they've just been trying to kill the clock with just over, it was 2 minutes and 45 seconds left here from the season opener.
You know, Adam, you would have made a great fortune teller in another lifetime because you're definitely predicting the future out here today with 2:45 to go. And Canyon Lake on a penalty holding to the outside run for Josh Colgan now puts Blanco in a good position defensively as back on the 41-yard line in their own territory is Canyon Lake with Nick Rivera once again making his way out to the field. As you see over on the sideline, still not a lot going on. Tanner Ferris having checked out pretty early in this fourth quarter. Definitely a well-deserved performance and not really much to have him play for as he has everything settled down. And Colgan taken down behind the play and behind the line of scrimmage on a great run forward by Cade Felt. So another loss there. Now makes it third down and 30, the longest third down I think we have seen this entire game on either side.
Yeah, it looks like Blanco will get the ball back to end the game.
Yeah, no score unless there's a huge passing play or a great run getting in forward. But at most, with a minute 55 to go here in this ball game, and the score 38-0, Canyon Lake, they're that much closer to opening their season with a shutout victory against Blanco. As the snap to Martelli is a handoff wide left, trying to put his head down, a whole brigade of Panthers to meet the weak side rusher, number 58 on the tackle, along with number 50 Matt Alcala. They stop the rusher short and make it fourth down and 28.
And Canyon Lake will get their shot to try to put some points on the board.
Maybe. Actually, no, it's just going to be a punt here for Fulton, who does check back into the game to at least do his duty and punt the ball away for only the third time, though, with a minute 16 to go in this game. 38-0 score for the Hawks. It's now waiting for the snap. It's been a bit of a rough day here as they're going to take all the time they need with the clock now about to hit under a minute. Showing a little bit of edge run to the outside. Number 49, Brandon Steed. And Sebastian Flores showing storm on the left side as the snap gets a little bit thrown. But a boot punt up the field by Felton. It will be returned by Fortner. He's going to shake and bake, going to the left sideline. Getting a little bit of a gap before he is taken out just short of the 45. And that stops the clock at 39 seconds to go. And with the clock, game clock going right now, the play clock going at 30 seconds, this next play could very well be the last.
Yeah, right now, Blanco, they either have the opportunity option to either go for a long pass, try to put points on the board, or just run it out and just
certainly can't hold anything back. This is the kind of freedom you have when you're down 38-0. Just trying to get one last major play in there. Anything on the sidelines is fair game to stop the clock and maybe keep a scoring drive at least a little bit alive here with 39 seconds to go on the score, 38-0. Canyon Lake working to try and shut out Blanco. I think for the first time ever between these two teams that Canyon Lake will have shut him out, is now in pocket. Cox going left side long, tries to connect with Van Dyke and ends up overthrowing him, incomplete.
Almost intercepted by Martelli there from the Hawks.
And obviously now the Blanco crowd, knowing that the end is near, standing up, giving their team a fair share of applause. Played their heart out, as is the Canyon Lakeside. A few people standing up. And so second and 10 to go here from the 44-yard line. As back in pocket, why not let it fly, Cox? Why not let it fly? Fortner on the wide side. Playing far side, actually, is now looking down the middle. A bullet pass caught by Van Dyke puts him about 15 yards on the gain, as you see. One of the Canyon Lake players sitting down, slow to get up. That is number 36, Josh Barnett, and the refs are blowing the whistle as Barnett is still on his backside. Not fully, but he is sitting down, holding on to one of his left arms. And with that stoppage on the field, we will take a break as everyone is kneeling. The crowd is silent with 26 seconds to go. Blanco on the 40, almost being shut out here. 38-0. We will be right back with Blanco football on Blanco Radio, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Panther football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Clay Pack Greenhouses. Deep-rooted in Blanco athletics, everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And as we come back here, Josh Barnett does indeed get up the field and is walking on his own power back to the sideline. Just a little shaken up on the play as now we get back to it with 26 seconds to go. The score 38-0 Canyon Lake. And at the 41, Blanco, a pocket snap in shotgun. The throw to the left side. Misses Ostegen by about 2 feet in the air, and that'll be incomplete. And stop the clock at 19 seconds to go, so still time for maybe one or two more plays for Blanco to go the distance, but it doesn't look like they're trying to go far down the field. Blanco's just trying to get those short passes for first downs and keep the clock moving.
Yeah, this is the time to test out your Hail Marys and test your arm strength if you can throw for the end zone.
And, well, standing in gun again with Granberg on his side. He's going to take the snap, and Cox on the 50. He's going to be chased out of it. Now running left side. He is going to get taken out of the sideline after gaining about one on the play by number 33, Michael Harwell. That stops the clock at 12 seconds. So the way this time deviation is divvying up, still could have another play maybe.
Yeah, I think if you you could have at least two plays here before the end of the game if you're Blanco.
Make it 2nd and 8 now from the 39-yard line. Trying to hold it all down here. Blanco just trying to play for some pride here. 3rd down and 8. And maybe, I think this might be a little bit out of range for a field goal, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say, and I would say there's no point to go for a field goal at this point.
So now the snap is a little bit mishandled by Cox, who's having to scramble right side, throw it up in the air. And it is just out of the hands of Dave's incomplete. And that puts the clock at 5 seconds to go, so this will for sure to me be the very last play of this game, and Blanco, go for it. Why not?
Yeah, you have nothing to lose if you're the Blanco Panthers right now.
Other than the game, that's right. You have nothing to lose to try and go the distance and go for that last second hurrah to say, you know what, at least they did something there. But now Blanco lined up here on the 39. It's a 4th down and 8, obviously for the game. Well, not for the game, just to stop the game, to end the game, is the snap. Once again, a little bit mishandled, and Cox having to trail back is going to duck, lose the ball, pick it back up, and he's scrambling. Still on his feet, throws it down the field right side, and it is caught. But they stop it down on the 5-yard line as the completion went to Dave's. But that ends the ball game, folks. Canyon Lake has won the season opener, and they do it in dominating fashion for the 2nd straight year, taking out Blanco this time in a shutout win, 38-0. As the final tally will read as such. And Adam, 38-0, obviously the score the entire night, definitely one-sided in favor of the Canyon Lake Hawks in almost every single stat line and category.
Yeah, but Blanco played to the very last whistle as they gave it all they had on that last play, trying to get it into the end zone, but just fell short as he got tackled about at the 4-5 yard line.
And well, I think now it's time we can take another break, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap things up with a quick post-game show and give you a look at what could be lying ahead for the Panthers come next week when they travel to San Antonio to take on Holy Cross. But for now, the final score out here from Fisher, Texas and Canyon Lake High School, the Hawks dominate the Panthers and win 38-0. Don't go anywhere. Post-game show coming up here as Panther football is broadcast on Blanco Radio as part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56, Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive, locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281, available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Dan Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season. And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And we welcome you back out here to BlancoRadio.org for those listening in either through there or through the Sun Radio Sports app. As you see, almost to the top or close to the top of the hour, as you see both teams meeting at midfield for an exchange and a group prayer. Doesn't that just warm your heart, Adam?
Yeah, and you know they're praying probably for some of the injuries that happened tonight. There's a lot of injuries, but also for the city of Houston and for the rest of Texas down there in Corpus Christi and Rockport, as many Texans have been gathering this week in prayer and in their thoughts, wishing them to just a fast recovery and a fast relief down there from Hurricane Harvey.
And, of course, this area not immune to the effects of Hurricane Harvey. This entire city and this area up to San Marcos, Austin, San Antonio was feeling the outer reach of that hurricane's power, and there was some doubt as to whether Canyon Lake would want to suit up and play this week because of maybe underlying weather conditions, but no, everything goes fine. They come out here, and the Hawks, boy, they come out and lay down an absolute thrashing of the Blanco Panthers, who, like you said, it was a one-sided affair in terms of injuries on teams because two of the players ended up walking off in their own power, but the main casualty of the night for Canyon Lake, not too bad. He was on crutches last time we saw him on the sideline. His number 65, Sheldon Flint. He goes out with an injury, got one of his feet bandaged up and is on crutches. Whereas towards the end of the ball game, it was Josh Barnett taking a bit of time and then walking off the field in his own power. But Blanco lucky to come out of it without any casualty in terms of injury or on-field incident.
Yeah, Blanco really ending this game's got to be happy that they just didn't have any big injuries in this game, and that they are able to just to walk away with their full team and be able to practice this week and get ready for Holy Cross on that Thursday night game.
Yeah, only 6 days away now, so do you think maybe a little less time between outings and between fairs now that they've got the season opener under their belt, in which case I can't lie and you can't lie either, it was a bit of a messy affair in terms of controlling penalties, especially for Blanco, because it seemed like every time a drive was going well, momentum was being gained for the Panthers, boom, a holding call.
Definitely penalties looks to be something that will be something that coach will want to clean up this week in practice. I think the key to this game will be the key to Thursday night's game, and it'll be can we win the penalty battle and can we win the turnover battle. If we can do that, I think we put – this is what coach is saying. I think we put our team in that chance of pulling the upset against Holy Cross on Thursday.
Very true, very true. Because, again, last year Holy Cross delivering a similar kind of thrashing as last year Holy Cross beat Blanco in the second game of the year. Not really much of a shift from schedules between these last few years other than the first game in conference, in which case this year the Panthers will play Rogers instead of Lexington. But Holy Cross beating Blanco last year in Blanco, I believe, by a score of 47-6. So Blanco trying to get some revenge against the Knights and now having to do it out in San Antonio, a bit of a long drive from Blanco and certainly a long drive for me. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. I cannot wait to see. As again, that leads us right into a reminder. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday, which I believe I'm reading the date right, September 6th at 7:05, as the Panthers will play the Holy Cross Knights. You can hear all the action here once again on Blanco Radio. And if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. And well, the final score reading here, as that about wraps up our post-game show. Adam, any final thoughts?
I think you got to go into the next game reminding these guys that they've been here. They've been here before. There's 17 seniors on the team. And say you don't want one loss to make your season a total loss. You want to rebound. You want to bounce back up. And you want to get some momentum against Holy Cross and to the future games before district play.
So the main message from Adam tonight, fans of Blanco, keep the faith. Keep the faith, keep it strong, and keep it ready for when the home opener finally starts. Exactly right. We got a good song coming up to end it here with Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. But for tonight, Canyon Lake emerges victorious and ties the all-time series up between these two teams at 5 wins apiece with a final score of 38-0. An opening season shutout for Blanco definitely will look to be corrected next week, as I want to take one final moment to thank all of our supporters out here on Blanco Radio, including Dirtworks, Remax, Genesis, with the lovely Mr. Waymond and Miss Jane Lightfoot providing help there on Remax, while Lone Star Capital Bank, Old 300 Barbecue, and Peterson Tire all lending their support as well to Blanco football. And then finally, Klepak Greenhouse, K&C Supply, Dripping Springs, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, thank you for the faith there, Brian, and the support, along with AAM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and San Marcos, and then Spring Branch Water Well Service. Thank you, everybody. That's going to do it here. You have been listening, as you've been listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM, K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg, broadcasting at 106.9 FM, and streaming online at blancoradio.com and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. I'm Riley Chestnut. This is Adam Byerly, and we want to thank you for starting your year off supporting Blanco through the season opener. Final score here from Fisher, Texas. Canyon Lake takes it 38-0. We'll see you next Thursday.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. You've been listening to Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.